Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne Marie.
And friends, this is Studio Classroom. Today we have a whole new lesson for you.
We certainly do. We are talking about several things that are important to many of us, protecting our data and traveling. How do we do both of those things at the same time?
Right, how to protect your data while traveling. That's the name of today's lesson. We'll have some great tips for you. So let's start and jump into our lesson.
How to protect your data while traveling. Data safety on the go. With summer coming to an end, you may be squeezing in some last-minute trips. As you prepare to travel, give thought to protecting your data. Ensuring your information is secure can help you travel with greater peace of mind.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.首先我们来看 ensure 这个动词，意思是确保、保证。譬如 Please ensure the door is locked before leaving the house so everyone feels safe. 离开家前请确保门已经上锁，好让大家都感到安全。接下来看 verify 这个动词，意思是查验、查证。譬如 The staff will verify your information before approving the request.And make sure all details are correct and complete in the system. 工作人员在核准你的申请前会先查证你的资料，并确保系统中的所有内容都正确且完整。另外来看 guarantee 这个动词，意思是保证或是担保。譬如 This company guarantees high quality products and promises to resolve issues quickly and fairly at no extra cost.这家公司保证提供高品质的产品，并承诺会迅速且公正地解决问题，而且不收取额外费用。
Friends, it's late August. Hopefully you have had a great summer, but that doesn't mean that our traveling has to be over for the year. And so, how can we do that safely?
Well, we're talking about data safety on the go.When we talk about something on the go, it means as we are going, as we are moving, as we're traveling.
Yeah, data safety as we're traveling. With summer coming to an end, you may be squeezing in some last-minute trips.
There are a lot of good phrases and terms in this first sentence, friends. So let's take a minute and look at a few of them together. First, we see this phrase coming to an end.This means that something is finishing or stopping soon.
For example, the meeting is coming to an end. Here we're saying that summer is coming to an end, and you might squeeze in some trips. What do we mean there?
Well, if you squeeze something in, we're often talking about trying to fit something into a tiny space.Or we could be talking about trying to fit something into a busy schedule.
You might like to work out or get some exercise, but you have a busy schedule. Maybe you can squeeze in a quick workout in the morning.
Sometimes we try to squeeze something in before something else ends. That's what's going on in our article here. Summer's almost over, but you might be trying to squeeze something else in.
That might be a last-minute trip. Something that is last-minute is done at the very end, a final possible moment, maybe even the very last minute.
Here's another example. He made a last-minute change to the presentation. This might mean he was getting ready to do his presentation, and right when he was going to get on stage, he changed something.
All right, so you might want to squeeze in some last-minute trips. As you prepare to travel, give thought to protecting your data.
Now, when we're talking about data here, we're talking about data that you have that exists online or on your phone, your digital data.
Yeah, your private information. And that's not stuff you want to share with just anyone. Ensuring your information is secure can help you travel with greater peace of mind.
I know that this is true for me. I often think of things that I want to protect when I travel that are physical, like my phone and my passport. I do make sure that those things are safe, so it makes sure that I would want to keep my digital data safe as well.
Yeah, and as we use that word so many times in today's lesson, data, keep in mind, friends, that some people say data, and that's the same word.
That's right. Data and data, you can pronounce those either way. Well, we have more to learn, friends, so let's continue on now with our next reading.
How to protect your data while traveling. When traveling, you may find public Wi-Fi appealing for staying connected. However, it is often not secure and is shared by many users. That's why you should avoid accessing sensitive information while on it. Instead, use a personal hotspot or VPN when accessing banking or work accounts. Using a network that is password protected is also a good rule of thumb. If you choose to use public Wi-Fi, always confirm the Wi-Fi network name. Don't assume it's safe or guess the free network name in airports, hotels, or cafes. If you do, you could end up on a fake hotspot designed to steal data. Also, protect your accounts by using strong, unique passwords and two-factor authentication.
Each handmade bag is unique and shows different patterns and details that reflect the maker's personal style and creativity. 每个手工包都是独一无二的，有着不同的图案与细节，反映出制作者的个人风格与创意。 Unique 字尾如果加上 ly 就是副词Uniquely, 意思是独特的。譬如 ,Juno decorated her room uniquely by mixing bright colors with simple furniture and personal photos to create a cozy, welcoming space. Juno 把她的房间装饰得很特别，她将鲜艳的色系与简约的家具以及个人照片搭在一起，营造出一个舒适且温馨的空间。Unique 字尾加上 N-E-S-S 就变成名词 Uniqueness 指的是独特性。譬如 The uniqueness of the small shop attracted many visitors who enjoyed finding one-of-a-kind items. 这家小店独具特色，吸引了许多喜欢寻找独一无二商品的游客。
All right, friends, we now know that we need to protect our data, especially when we are traveling. Let's talk more about how to do that.
All right, and before we talk about how to do it, let's talk about what kind of data we're trying to protect. This could be anything from passwords to banking information.
Right, things that are private to you and information that if someone knew it,they could do something to hurt you, maybe steal your money or impersonate you. There are many ways that people can hurt you by getting your personal data.
Exactly. So that's why we need to talk about protecting it, especially when we travel. Our article says, when traveling, you may find public Wi-Fi appealing for staying connected.I know, I usually just hop on public Wi-Fi when I'm out and about.
Right, you can find it all over the place, at airports or coffee shops. But you do need to know it's not as safe as the internet you might use at home.
That's what our article says here, friends. However, it is often not secure and is shared by many users.
All right, we continue. That's why you should avoid accessing sensitive information while on it.
We see a term here that we need to talk about. It's that word accessing. If you access something, it means that you can get to it or use it.
For example, accessing a file on your computer is pretty easy. And many people are accessing these networks at the same time, and they might be able to access your data.
Exactly. So if you're accessing things like your bank account or you going to websites where you need a password, that can be pretty dangerous, and other people using that network can see those things happen.
Instead, use a personal hotspot or VPN when accessing banking or work accounts.
All right, there's a few things we should talk about here, friends. First of all, we want to talk about the idea of a hotspot. This is a personal device that creates its own Wi-Fi network using mobile data.
Here's another example sentence. Use a personal hotspot for safer internet access. Now, you might be familiar with this term by creating a hotspot through your cell phone that other devices can access.
I know I've done this before. If I have data in a location and my friends don't, maybe I'll create a hotspot so they can also access the internet.
So we learned that that is more secure than just a public Wi-Fi network. You can use that hotspot or a VPN.
A VPN is a digital tool that protects your internet connection.
All right, for example, use a VPN for privacy. Using VPNs has been very popular in recent years.
This is what I usually do when I travel, friends, and I found that it does protect my personal information. We read on here, using a network that is password protected is also a good rule of thumb.
Okay, using a network. We've used that word a few times already, but let's define it together. A network is a Wi-Fi connection or other internet connection that lets devices connect to the internet.
Let's use that word network in a sentence. I am having trouble connecting to the Wi-Fi network.
Okay, so we learned using a network that is password protected might be a good idea. If, though, you choose to use public Wi-Fi, always confirm the Wi-Fi network name.
Do you know why this is, Garrett? I have seen people pretend that they are an official site or an official network by creating a name that is really, really similar to an official one.
Yeah, this can be true for internet networks like this, or websites, or even emails.
They're super close to the real one, so you don't think twice about putting your information in or using them.
Don't assume it's safe or guess the free network name in airports, hotels, or cafes.
Let's talk about what it means to assume something. When you assume something, you think that something is true without any proof.
For example, don't assume he is angry. Maybe he's just tired. You can ask him yourself.
All right, if you do this, if you do assume that something is safe or guess the network name, you could end up on a fake hotspot designed to steal data. So that is what these fake networks or fake accounts are for. They're specifically there to get your sensitive information.
Yeah, this is starting to sound pretty scary. I feel like I need to take some of these steps the next time I travel.
I definitely don't double check those Wi-Fi hotspots at cafes and things like that, so maybe it's time for me to start.
Okay, we learn one more thing here. Also, protect your data or protect your accounts by using strong, unique passwords and two-factor authentication.
There's two things we need to talk about here. When we use the word unique, we could be talking about using something really special or different, But what we mean in our article is that we're talking about having a different password for every website and every account.
Yeah, and hopefully one that's not easy for people to guess. You can also use two-factor authentication. Many of your online accounts might have this option these days. It's an extra security step to log into an account. You might need to use a second device just to log in. It can be annoying, but it keeps you safe.
For example, a website might ask you to enable two-factor authentication.
All right, so these are all some great steps or great tips that can help you stay safe and protect your data.
All right, friends, we do have a little bit more to talk about, but before we do that, let's do something fun. It's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Some peace of mind. Imagine you have a big test tomorrow. You study hard, check your notes twice, and put your books away. Then you can finally relax because everything is ready. That calm, happy feeling inside your head, that is peace of mind. Peace of mind means a feeling of calm and safety. You feel relaxed because you do not have to worry about problems anymore. For example, after locking the door and turning off the lights, Sarah felt peace of mind and went to sleep easily. Or knowing her little brother was safe at home gave their mom peace of mind. Here are some similar phrases that also talk about feeling calm. Peace and quiet describes a nice silent time with no noise or trouble. For example, after a noisy day at school, I like to find a corner with peace and quiet to read my book. Set your mind at ease means to make someone stop worrying. For example, the doctor called to say the test results were fine. That really set my mind at ease. Take a load off your mind means to feel lighter because a worry is gone. For example, when I finally finished my science project, it took a load off my mind. I remember the night before a big school trip, I packed my bag early and double-checked everything. When I went to bed, I had total peace of mind. No worries at all, just sweet dreams about the adventure ahead. These phrases help us describe that wonderful calm feeling we all chase after a busy day. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
How to protect your data while traveling. With a little preparation, protecting your personal data when you're on the go can be simple and stress-free.
Preparation 这个名词意思是准备或是预备。例如, good preparation before a trip helps travelers ensure they pack all necessary items and avoid problems during their journey.旅行前做好充足的准备，可以确保带齐所有必需物品，并且避免旅途中出现问题。动词 prepare 的过去分词 prepared 可以当形容词用，意思是准备好的。例如 ，He felt prepared for the presentation because he practiced many times and reviewed his notes carefully beforehand.他觉得自己已为简报做好了准备，因为他事先练习了很多次，并仔细复习了笔记。与 prepare 相关的另一个形容词是 preparatory， 意思是预备性的、筹备中的。譬如 ，The students did preparatory reading at home so they could understand the lesson better and participate in class。学生们在家先阅读了教材，以便更理解其中的内容，并参与课堂上的讨论。And that's it for today. Thanks for joining us and see you soon.
All right, friends, you have the tools and knowledge that you need to protect your data while you are traveling. Let's talk about a couple more things.
All right, our lesson is wrapping up here, friends. We read together with a little preparation. Protecting your personal data when you're on the go can be simple and stress-free.
Let's talk about a couple of those things. First of all, this phrase, on the go. If you're on the go, you're moving, you're traveling. Maybe you're on your way to somewhere.
That's right. For example, some people eat their breakfast on the go, maybe while they're on their way to work or school.
So you do something while you're traveling or moving. So we also talked about being stress-free. I certainly want to be stress-free.
That's something I want as well. When you're stress-free, it means you are without worry or pressure.
Yes, maybe if you are planning a trip, it can be stress-free if you stick to some of these tips we talked about today.
Most of my trips are not stress-free.
Yeah, there are so many things that can come up. You're traveling somewhere that's very different from your day-to-day life, but hopefully it can be stress-less.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think what our article is saying here, that if you have these tips in mind and you do a little bit of preparation, it can keep you a lot safer.
Yeah, it'll mean that this is not something you'll have to worry about so that you can focus on all the other things.
I think that's exactly right. All right, friends, we have had a great time talking with you about data safety while you're traveling. We'll talk about it a little bit more in just a moment after we go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 however 当副词的用法，意思是然而、但是，或者尽管如此，常用来转折语气，连接两个独立的句子。来看课文的这一句 ：When traveling, you may find public Wi-Fi appealing for staying connected. However, it is often not secure. However 在语法上比 but 正式。而且不能直接连接两个句子，必须使用分号或句点隔开，也可以放在句首后面加逗号，或放在句中前后加逗号，偶尔也可以放在句尾，但这种用法比较常出现在日常对话中。来看例句 ：The new software offers many advanced features. The interface is quite difficult to navigate, however.这款新软体具备许多进阶功能，不过它的界面操作相当困难。
We've reached the end of today's lesson, and you know what that means, friends. We're going to look at our talk about it question. How do you protect your data while traveling?
Well, Anne-Marie, I got to travel and go on a short trip recently, and it was actually a tip that you gave me.That helped me out quite a bit. I think I can still learn a lot from our lesson today, but using an eSIM made things really easy. That way, I didn't have to connect to local public Wi-Fi networks.
Yeah, there are so many great apps out there now, friends, that allow you to use eSIMs or digital VPNs, and that can not just make your travel more stress-free, it can keep your data safer as well.
Right. So what do you think, friends? What are you going to do the next time you travel? Some of these tips might help you, even if you're not traveling.
That's right. And these tips, of course, are another great way that you can practice your English, talk about them, and use some of the vocabulary that we learned today. That is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on...
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.